Connecticut Public Health and Law Enforcement Departments this week are testing how the state responds to situations such as an infectious disease outbreak that require extensive coordination between local, state, and federal agencies. Run by the Connecticut Department of Public Health, the exercise includes the Centers for Disease Control, hospitals, and volunteers. WAMC spoke with DPH's Director of Public Health Preparedness and Response, John Best, about the state's Medical Countermeasures Distribution Program,
which is a program designed to provide supplementary medical pharmaceuticals or equipment based on the size and scope of a disaster. It's requesting assets from the federal government, deploying them to local health departments, and putting pills in the hands of people.
And then, so when this is happening, how many people are involved?
Well, each of the local health departments have groups of people involved. And then both members of my staff and volunteers from the Department of Public Health operate a warehouse to distribute the materials. In a real event, we would require 140 people, with 70 people working a shift. Right now, we're doing it with a skeleton crew because we're doing a slightly reduced version of this distribution, but we are sending equipment out to 77 locations statewide. Actually, we can get everything across the strait to the centralized locations within 12 hours of us having received it. We've done it in less, but understanding that there'd be more pallets because we're only using token sets of pallets this time, we think 12 hours is a good estimate. And then from that point, that material is distributed to local health departments from those 77 points. And it would probably take them about 6 hours to do that, and then it'll be pills to people within the next 6 hours.
Is that all by truck?
The distribution within the state would be by truck. The distribution of the pills from the CDC could be by truck or by aircraft.
What sort of conditions would trigger a response like this on the behalf of the state?
It could be a disease outbreak, some sort of biological agent. It could be the result of terrorism. It could be a circumstance where we have a major mass casualty event and we need additional supplies. This is really designed for a circumstance where our ability to garner mutual aid or to have the supplies because of the number of people involved would be taxed, and then we would call the federal government for help.
Has the state ever had to put this in action?
We did use it to distribute N95 respirator masks during H1N1 to all of the communities and local health departments.
In an event that would trigger this sort of response from the state, what is it that the public should do?
Well, they should keep abreast of what's happening, follow the instructions that are given. Obviously, when you have medications, you have specific groups of people that are at higher risk than others. They should allow those higher risk people to get their medications first because they're the ones that could potentially suffer the most untoward effects.
Is there anything the public can do in preparation for something like this?
Sure. They can go to their local health department and volunteer to become members of the Medical Reserve Corps, which would be the people that would help operate these local pills to people centers. Things along the volunteer for the local CERT team. Things along those lines.
How often does the state do this kind of practice exercise?
We did half of this exercise 3 years ago. We are now doing the full exercise from beginning to end. This is probably one of the largest medical countermeasure distribution exercises in the nation. We're going to be distributing 22,000 units of Tic Tacs that are all labeled in line with what we would be doing for medications and testing all of the systems around that. You know, how we keep track of the medication, things along those lines.
And then is the purpose also beyond practice, but also to just break down and see maybe what could be improved, where you guys could do better, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Within this process, any time that we do this, there are always changes made or we identify areas in need of significant improvement. And really the idea behind this is to take the written plan and to see if it works. Because written plans are one thing, but when we talk about operations and really delivering the product, How do we go about doing that? What's a realistic expectation and what isn't? And we actually test the time frames. For instance, how long it takes to offload a pallet of pills at a particular location, and what equipment do they have to receive it? So it is a constant growth process. We made a great deal of changes 3 years ago. We've made more changes this year. This is really a good event for us from a standpoint of learning if we could do this, if the real thing occurred.